Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Adriana. I'm Scott, and I'm a part of the DB5 buildup. And I'm virtually complete with that buildup as far as all the subscription issues. But my very last subscription issue contains issue 66, which has been on back order for many, many months. So I've skipped it for every shipment for the last five, six, however many shipments. And now I'm at the final three issues, and this would make the fourth one, and it's still on hold because this issue is still on back order. And I've spent a lot of money, you know, building this over the 2 years. And, you know, right now I'm at a place where I can't progress past this issue. And so, like, my build's been on hold for several months, and, you know, that's understandable. But, you know, for something that's so expensive and I've invested so much time in, the only answer I'm getting is it's on back order and we have no idea when you may get it or when we may get it and we can send it. And I've been very patient for the last, like I said, it's been a good at least 4 or 5 months since I first skipped it. I think it was back in September. It might even be 7 months going on eight. But I've been very patient with this. But for almost, you know, three quarters of a year, this piece hasn't been available to me. And now I literally cannot move any more forward. I can't skip it anymore. And I'm still being told that we have no idea when we're going to get it. And that's very disheartening to me. One, because I'm excited to put this thing together. Two, you know, I think about the, like I said, the, you know, it's not like, oh, this is a, you know, a $50 model I'm putting together. No, this is like $800, $900 model. And to be told this one item's holding me up and we have no idea when you're going to get it, you know, it doesn't, I'd like an idea of when I can expect this because, you know, I'm kind of sitting here in limbo and, you know, this isn't, you know, when I signed up, I made a commitment and a commitment was made to me. And I feel like this is, you know, it's fine to say, hey, you know what? It's on back order. We'll have it in 2 weeks from now or whatever it is. But to sit here and tell me we have no idea when you're going to get this, I need something better than that. Hello?
Yes, sir. I was reviewing your account. I was able to pull up your account using your phone number. Let's see. And I was also checking our inventory list. As of right now, it looks like we definitely don't have a date just yet and when we're expecting to have this kit back in stock. I do know that we're going to be receiving a container with full of our inventory. I'm not sure if this kit will be in that container that we're going to be receiving, nor do we have a date just yet when we're expecting it to hit U.S. soil just yet. And that was the last update that we received from the warehouse management on the 15th of February. They were receiving a container pretty soon, but they didn't provide any other information just yet when it's going to be reaching us. Unfortunately, we don't have a date just yet, or we can't even guarantee that this kit is in that container as well.
Right. And again, none of that is settling for me. And you know, right now, the other thing I'm hearing is, you know, we don't have any updated information since the middle of February. That's now a month and a half ago. And, you know, I work for a big company that we deal with supply chain all the time. You know, why is this one piece not being manufactured? Why is this one piece not being shipped? I mean, this is, like I said, going back to September. You know, back then, you know, 8 months from that point, 7 months from that point, I should have, you know, not have either an issue getting it or, hey, this is right here. I mean, you know, we're talking about a vital part to a subscription you sell. Why is every other piece available but this one? What is wrong with this one specific issue that for 8 months nobody can get this thing?
I'm not sure what's going on exactly with this specific piece here. I know that it is being manufactured, it is being produced, but it just hasn't reached us here in the U.S. just yet.
No, I get that, but then how can I speak to somebody that can get this information? Because there's somebody at Eagle Moss that knows this stuff, that has this information, that can at least say, hey, you know, I mean, what if they're like, hey, we're never going to make this one again?
I don't think that will be the case. I know that no one here with customer service doesn't have that information available. Even the warehouse management, I don't think they have that information available. They do help manage our customer service Facebook page, and they upload any inventory information once we have new inventory information through our customer service Facebook page. But other than that, there's no one that really has that answer that you're looking for.
Right, so I'm not getting the customer service. So where can I speak to this management, this warehouse management team? Because somebody is significantly dropping a ball here, and it might not be dropping the ball in getting this done, but it's definitely dropping the ball in communication. I mean, I've never spent so much money on one specific product from one company in which the answer is we don't know. I mean, this is not customer service. This is customer disservice, and it's frustrating. You know, I can't finish and progress with this because of that one part. I have all these parts that are backed up because I can't get through 66, can't get to 67, can't get to 68, can't get to 69, can't get to 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, all the way up to, I think it's 84, 86, whatever the last one is. And I'm paying every month. You know, I've paid, you know, to have this unfinished model. This one last one, not only is not available, but I can't get any information on it.
Yes, sir.
Like there's got to be a manager. There's got to be somebody within this organization, within Eagle Moss, that has a line to this warehouse that knows when this is going into production, when is it scheduled to ship out. I mean, these are things that have to, like, right now be on a piece of paper somewhere that somebody has to have information to. There's scheduling. I get that. Who can I speak to that can get me in touch with somebody that has that information?
I think the best route will be contacting our customer service Facebook page. Like I did mention, they also manage the Facebook page as well, where they're able to provide you a little bit more information. As far as
I don't
ETA.
Want a Facebook page. I'd actually like a human being that I can speak to, because what's going to happen is I'm going to have a question and they're going to have an answer, which is going to lead to another question, which is going to need another answer, which is going to lead to another. I'd like to go back and forth. And Facebook's a joke. It's a crappy social media platform that just doesn't know what it, I need to speak to somebody.
There's no direct phone number. I'm sorry.
There's got to be a direct phone number. We still operate in a world where people have to communicate, and Facebook is just not a reliable medium of communication.
I understand. The only other way to communicate with them will be through email, and I can provide you that email address, but there's no direct phone number. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, then I'm going to get the direct phone number, because this is ridiculous. You guys aren't some mom-and-pop shop running out of a basement somewhere. You're a business. And every business is logged, and every business, their contact. Okay, I'm just going to get it somewhere else. This is literally not helpful at all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold for one short.